Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? In life, there are many games that people play. People enjoy playing games. It stimulates the brain. It helps them think. And there's an ancient game called chess. Chess is something that's been played throughout the ages. And if you are a chess master, when you're playing the game of chess, you're not just moving the pieces, trying to capture your opponent's piece. What you're doing is you're playing the entire game in your head. If my opponent does this, I do that. When they do this, I do that. So when a chess master sits down at the chessboard, they know what their strategy is. And from their very first move to the last move, there is nothing that's just done randomly. It is all planned out. Or maybe you're a gamer. Maybe you sit in front of the computer and you play one of those computer games that are so popular today with the young people, and you're always looking to see how you can beat the opponent, and you're looking ahead to see what the next step is. And people spend hours, days, weeks, months, years trying to understand the game, trying to understand what the next move is. But you see, it's always about the question, isn't it? The question is, what's the next move? And business is always about questions and answers. And any subject that we talk about, we can talk about questions and answers. What is the main purpose of the sales presentation? Well, the main sales purpose, of course, is to sell the potential client, but it's to get the client to react and get them to ask questions. If we can get them engaged, if we can get them to ask questions, then we can give them answers to those questions, and that will work towards a sale, to a close, to a contract. It's about questions and answers. If we talk about employees and we talk about what they're doing and how we want them to be productive, it's about questions and answers. What did you do today? How can I help you become more productive? What's your business goals? What's your plan? What are you not being effective about? It's about questions and answers. Anything that you can think of in business, if you think about breaking it down into the simplest possible form and think about what is the question and what is the answer, you're going to find business much easier to deal with, much easier to cope with, much more easy to become successful. So don't just throw it out there. Don't just present. Don't just talk to your employees. Always say, what am I saying that's going to react a response, that's going to react a question, that's going to react a comment that I can give an answer to, that I can get down to the bottom of what really needs to be done, that I can really define it because I've asked the right questions. Be thoughtful. Know every word that you're saying has an impact. Make every word count. Make it have meaning. Put yourself in a position where you're saying, what does this person need? What does my employee need? What kind of help do they need? Ask yourself the question. Throw questions at yourself all day long. Funny how you come up with the answers. Your unconscious mind is always busy. It's always active, even when you're sleeping. Where do you think thought comes from? It just comes from nowhere. No, it comes from your unconscious mind. And I certainly believe it comes from a higher power, but for us humans, it comes from the unconscious mind. So questions and answers. I'm always going to be asking you a question. What did you do today? Did you have any sales today? Why didn't you have any sales? What kind of prospecting are we doing? See, all about questions and answers. This is Howard Lewinter, and I have no question at all about your success, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.